April 2nd, 2007. This is Aaron Smith, the art guy with the academic aesthetic. Don't try to adjust your picture. There isn't any. That's right. For the first time in a while, we're doing an audio-only podcast. Well, I'm doing an audio-only. I just don't feel like doing video today. Sorry. In any case, today's podcast was inspired by a conversation, I don't want to say started, but continued at least, by Chris Kraft. Now, Chris has a bunch of websites, but this is at his latest endeavor, which is called CrucialThought.com. I'm still waiting for Chris to register IHaveWayTooManyDomainNames.com, but he keeps putting that off for some reason. In any case, apparently, Chris is also a member of a bunch of social networks, including one which can be found at classroom20.ning.com. And apparently, recently, somebody posted a comment in their forum lamenting on the fact that there were so many people that were members of the Classroom 2.0 social network, but they weren't doing anything, they weren't responding, they weren't having conversations. They were pretty much just what we call on the internet lurking. So just hanging out. Sort of like if you've ever gone to a high school dance, how there are a whole bunch of kids just sort of like against the wallflowers, if you will, that aren't doing anything, just sitting there or standing there drinking their punch or eating whatever, while there's a few people who decide right away to make fools of themselves on the dance floor. Now, I'll admit, in high school, I was more of a wallflower. Nowadays, I'm willing to make a fool of myself. But that's only because I care less about my personal appearance. That came out wrong. Never mind. But hopefully you get what I'm trying to say here. There are always people out there who are willing to jump right in and do something. Those are the people who, at a dance, are going to be the ones that jump into it, start dancing right away. And because they're willing to go out there and maybe risk embarrassing themselves, maybe not, other people who have been hanging around along the wall are more willing to join in. Unfortunately, the best way to get those people to join in so everyone can have a great time is not to yell at them saying, "Why are you just standing there? Come on, get over here. You're just standing there taking up space. Get with it." You know, that whole saying about catching more flies with honey than vinegar, you know, that works for social networks too. And frankly, let's put it this way, you're going to see a lot of wallflowers in any group. That's just the way groups are. There are a bunch of people who just sit by and watch and aren't going to take an active participation in something. The blog is forced the same way. I have a ton of people who are subscribed to my blog. Granted, not as many as some, but let's not get into that. Do they all post comments? No, very rarely do I get comments. I know they're there, I know they're listening and or reading, but they don't comment, and frankly, they don't have to. It's something extra, something they can do in addition to soaking in and processing the information. I think Chris made a comment about how he doesn't write letters to all the people who wrote the books that he likes. Well, how many letters do you write to people who produce your favorite TV shows, or write the books you like, or publish the newspaper that you read, if you read a newspaper still? You know, social reaction is sort of a new phenomenon. Oh, never mind. Congratulations if you got the reference. I'm proud of you. But moving on. I've heard it said that 1% starts a group, 10% participates in the group, and 90% lurks. Now, I'm not entirely sure if those percentages are accurate, but you get the idea. There's going to be a very small percentage of people out there who are interested in starting a group. They see a vacuum that needs to be filled, a niche that needs to be explored, and they create a group for that. It might be a duplicate group, it might not. It depends on a bunch of factors. And then there's a slightly larger percentage of people who will see those groups, think they're cool, join them, and start participating right away. And then there's that large percentage of people who will see those groups and think, oh, this is cool, I'd like to see what comes out of this. And they'll join them so they can stay up to date, but they might not necessarily feel that they have an additional comment they can bring to the situation. I know on Flickr, I see tons of pictures all the time on Flickr that I enjoy looking at, that I think are really cool. A lot of times, they're pictures that were posted, in some cases, even over a year ago. I will find comments on there already, if they've already been there for a year. I'll see comments from people saying, great, I love how you use this composition. I like how you use the rule of thirds here. The color is spectacular. Good choices for this. Great exposure. You know, all of that. And there's a lot of times where I can't really add anything to the comments that are already there. I could put a comment there anyway saying, oh, ditto, or me too, but that's sort of redundant. So I just mark it as a favorite and move on. Some people get a little annoyed at the fact that I'll mark something as favorite without adding a new and additional comment, but why would I do that if what I want to say has already been said? Okay, now you can see how I'm jumping around a lot here, but still, for the most part, staying on the same topic of conversation. You can join a group and be a lurker and still be a part of that group. You're still going to be a viable member. Do I think that the people who are responding and joining in conversation are being more active members? Yes, of course. Are they more important members? I wouldn't necessarily say that. Everyone who's a member of the group has an importance in some way, shape, or form. Just because they're leeching off of the group doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. I mean, this is the internet. You have copies of stuff made for free all the time. They're not really taking any resources away from you. This isn't like a potluck dinner where they come in and you eat a whole lot of food without bringing something of their own. I mean, this stuff is free, for want of a better word. Okay, I'm talking about social networks here, groups involved in education, so you know it's inevitable. I have to talk about my pet project, Teachers 2.0, which of course you can find at teachers20.com. Now, Teachers 2.0's membership is growing, in fact. I've had a couple new people join in the past couple of weeks. And very little conversation is happening on the website. We're following with the trend here. And since we don't have 100 members, we're not going to have the 90 inactive members and the 10 active members. We have more, mostly people who are lurking and a couple people who are willing to post every now and then. Am I going to start yelling at the people who aren't posting? No, I'm not. When they feel there is some sort of discussion that they can add something to, I'm sure they'll add something to it. Otherwise, hey, at least we know they're paying attention. The best solution I see to the inactivity that's happening on Teachers 2.0 right now is to encourage more people to join, to encourage conversation. Not by yelling or screaming, but just giving more topic points and maybe promoting it more. Eventually, the people who want to be active members are going to start being more active members. I've already had one person express interest in joining the Skypecast that we record every now and then. And yes, we are planning another one. We're just not very good at keeping the schedules. Well, that's my show for this wonderful Monday. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, there's a few ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or better yet, you can participate in the conversation and go to academicaesthetic.com and leave a comment in the show notes, or click that big blue button on the side and leave me an audio comment using Odeo. Well, until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and Second Life? Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.